ISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Exit polling in South Carolina showed immigration as the most important issues for voters in Saturday's Republican primary, where former President Trump made it a clean sweep of the key early states. But heading towards the general election, Democratic Senator Tammy Duckworth of Illinois, a national co-chair of the Biden-Harris re-election campaign, says abortion and IVF access will be top of mind.
We're going to talk about the fact that Donald Trump is the guy and Republicans have been working literally for years to take away your reproductive choice, which includes access to IVF for people struggling to start families.
After the Alabama Supreme Court decision last week, former President Trump says he supports IVF access. Former Governor of South Carolina Nikki Haley says she is not getting out of the race. There's optimism in Israel over a potential six-week ceasefire between Israel and Hamas that would see up to 40 Israeli hostages released. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. More people than ever get their health insurance through the Affordable Care Act, but many of them still can't get the care they need. Advocates say the list of essential benefits covered by the ACA needs updating. Here's Eric Galatas.
Adam Fox with the Colorado Consumer Health Initiative says the Biden administration has an opportunity to update the ACA's essential health benefits, services that almost all individual and small employer insurance plans across the country are required to cover. He says all Americans need access to fundamental services.
Like dental, which is currently covered for children but not adults. It should cover the full range of reproductive health services and perinatal and postpartum care for people who are giving birth, as well as hearing and vision benefits.
Some insurers providing coverage through the ACA have warned that expanding essential benefits will drive up insurance premiums and health care costs in general. Fox believes updating essential benefits would actually lower costs and improve the quality of health coverage for all people, whether they get insurance through the ACA marketplaces like healthcare.gov, employer-sponsored plans, or programs like Medicaid.
The reality is many of these services are proactive and preventive care that help people maintain their health and avoid much more costly health interventions are likely to save costs.
It's been more than 13 years since the Affordable Care Act established rules defining 10 categories of health services that most insurance policies must cover. Fox notes many states have not done anything to update or expand benefits.
And what we need is federal action to update essential health benefits, ensure that the full range of whole person care is covered, and that is made a requirement across the country.
This is Eric Galatas. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Brewers get off to a good start. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beginning their spring training schedule of games with an 11-7 win over the San Diego Padres out in Arizona. Sal Frelick, moving from outfield to third base, was also the leadoff batter. He got on base after each of his four at-bats. The Brewers' new manager, Pat Murphy, trying to come up with a new batting order.
They had a nice presence today, and that's important. You know, their mindset about how they want to go about it. Looking at bats three, four, that kind of thing is important to me.
A touching moment for Murphy before the game, his son Kai, a 23-year-old outfielder for San Diego, presented his dad and the umpire with the Padres lineup card at the plate.
So I texted him in the locker room if he was okay with it, you know, sure, and he never responded. So I had to put my phone down and come out here.
Ultimately, cool family day, eh? All the way around.
Awesome. Having my two little brothers here is, you know, makes it even better.
That's the Padres' Kai Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Eventually, our skies turning sunny today, a breezy west wind and highs in the upper 40s. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. There could be a little bit of sprinkles or very light rain. Otherwise, we'll see lows around the 30-degree mark. Mostly sunny and breezy Monday, highs in the mid-50s. Currently, 44 degrees.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Today, young adults face big questions about their future. How will you make your mark? Do you want to be part of something bigger than yourself? Are you ready to learn new skills and make new friendships? Perhaps you have a dream that you're ready to make real. So, how will you make a mark with your future? As you embark on a journey toward finding these answers, the military can serve as a resource for providing help, information, and opportunities. A public service message from the Department of Defense. To learn more, visit todaysmilitary.com.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on South Main Street, this is Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
Along the street, or you're at a party. Suddenly dig, you're looking in someone's eyes. You suddenly realize that this could be the start of something big. There's no control in the unrolling of your fate, my friend. Who knows what's written in that magic book? Well, a lover you discover at the gate, my friend. Invite him.
Star on the Civic Media Radio Network. This is Pia Zadora.
Lot of fun doing a show from Hollywood, and in particular from these Burbank studios. It's a very friendly place, you know. George Gobel and Eddie Fisher are right down the hall, and down in this direction, Dinah Shore is ready to go on. And I think we're going to drop in on Dinah right now. She's a great gal, and who knows, a friendly little visit like this could be the start of something.
You're walking along the street, or you're at a party,
or else you're alone, and then you suddenly dig.
Your diet, declining a Charlotte Russe, accepting a fame. When out of a clear blue sky, it's suddenly gal and guy, and this could be the start of something big. There's no controlling the unrolling of your fate, my friend.
Who knows what's written in the magic book?
But when a lover a party, and all at once there's a face that you could adore.
You're looking at someone's eyes, and you suddenly realize that this could be the start of Dinosaur.
Your destined lover you'll discover in a frightening flash, so keep your heart awake for night and day. Got the meeting, maybe fleeting as a lightning flash, and you don't want to let it slip away.
You're singing a happy tune and having a picnic,
and looking around, my friend, for someone to buy.
Having a snowball fight, or picking up daisies, or taking a barbecue by your swimming pool. When all of a sudden you look up and there's someone new, and this could be the start of something cool.
A destined lover you'll discover in a brightening flash. So keep your heart awake for night and day, because the meeting may be fleeting.
with The Count. Steve Allen wrote that. Glenn Miller.
Folks, let's go for a ride. Get your favorite one to sit by your side.
Cuddle up in the sleigh, giddy-up, Nellie Gray, and away we go. While you listen to the sleigh bells ring, yodeling to your baby, you'll feel nice and warm no matter how cold it may be. Take a look at little Jack and Jill. They ski down the hill. That's a snowplow turn.
And look, there's a spill on the hill.
When you're down, it's a thrill to go up again. Everybody ought to learn to ski, for that's how we first met. We were that Jack and Jill that came down the hill.
When I looked at you, my heart took a spill.
Took a spill on a hill. It's a thrill that I can't forget.
It happened in Sun Valley, not so very long ago. There were sunbeams in the snow and a twinkle in your eye. I remember, oh so clearly,
Glenn Miller's first movie.
Howdy, folks, let's go for a ride. Get your favorite one to sit by your side. Cuddle up in a sleigh, giddy up, Nellie Gray, and away we go. While you listen to the sleigh bells ring, you're yodeling to your baby. You feel nice and warm no matter how cold it may be. Take a look at little Jack and Jill. They ski down the hill. There's a snowplow turn. Look, there's a spill. There's a spill on the hill. When you're down, it's a thrill to get up again. Everybody ought to learn to ski, 'cause that's how we first met. We were that Jack and Jill that skied down the hill. When I looked at you, my heart took a spill on the hill. It's a thrill that I can't forget. It happened in Sun Valley, not so very long ago. There were sunbeams in the snow and a twinkle in your eye. I remember, oh so clearly, that you nearly passed me by. Then it happened in Sun Valley, when you slipped and fell, and so did I. You nearly passed me by. Then it happened in Sun Valley, when you slipped and fell, and so did I. Now every year we go back, and then we recall that fall and that moment when we were back on the hill. So we both take a spill, and we're Jack and Jill again.
Once once again, Basie. Gershwin. Music of the Stars, Guy Marks, 1968. Where'd you go, Guy? Oh, here we are.
From the Hotel Sheets in downtown Pleasantville, the Dickens Broadcasting Company presents the music of Pete DeAngelis and his loyal Pennsylvania. Here in the beautiful gold, yellow, copper, steel, iron ballroom of the Hotel Sheets in downtown Pleasantville, overlooking the uptown section of downtown Pottstown. Stay with us, won't you, and enjoy the sweetest music this side of the Monongahela River. 1 mile high, 2.5 blocks from the center of old New Orleans. Ah, there's gaiety, merriment, and dancing in the Hotel Sheets nightly. Now, to get things underway, Pete and his loyal banditos play a medley of old standard favorites, commencing with Your Red Scarf Matches Your Eyes, Close Cover Before Striking, Your Father Had the Ship Fitter Blues, and Loving You Has Made Me Bananas. This beautiful picture and lovely lyric portrayed vocally by Dickie Ryan.
Oh, you're ready. red scarf matches your eyes. You closed your cover before striking. Father had a ship fitter blue. Loving you has made me bananas. Oh, your red scarf matches your heart. You closed your cover before striking. Father had a ship fitter blue. Loving you has made me bananas. Oh, you burnt your finger that evening while my back was turned. I asked the waiter for iodine, but I dined all alone.
Your red scarf matches your eyes. You closed your cover before striking. Father had the ship bitter blue. Loving you has made.
Business probably shouldn't be mixed with pleasure, contrary to what a young lady told me at the bar before. But this picture we're doing is a must for you. We make the great Western movie classic Wagon Load, which starred Humphrey Bogart, Gary Cooper, and Robert Mitchum. The opening scene was unforgettable, especially the Indian chief, who will be played by you, said,
satisfied. You took my heart and you tore it apart. You hurt me deep inside. I'll never be a fool again. You really crushed my pride.
Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
Hope you're satisfied. You and thought I knew just how the game was played. My shirt tail ran right up my back just like a window shade. I crossed my heart, I'll never start to pal for anyone. Cause I went